Coming up next, we have Jessica Tovar. Jessica is an environmental justice activist working in California. This morning, they talk about the struggle to actually enact the East Bay Community Energy Program and all of the variables that were at play during that time.
Hi, Jessica Tovar. Welcome to KABU.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Jessica Tovar is an organizer for the local Clean Energy Alliance of California. She grew up in East Los Angeles, worked for a decade as an environmental justice and climate justice organizer in a variety of urban, rural, and indigenous communities throughout California and Arizona. She now is with the local Clean Energy Alliance in California. Jessica has been there for close to 3 years. Over the past 10 years, they've had enormous success. And the success is that the people of Oakland and Berkeley and Richmond and Hayward and several other cities in Alameda County, its people will soon be getting their electricity not from PG&E, that's the former private investor-owned utility. Now, PG&E is a California utility. PGE in Portland, Oregon, where we're doing this interview, is a completely separate company. The people of Oakland and the other cities are going to be getting their electricity not from PG&E, but from what's called the East Bay Community Energy Agency. That agency will be contracting with sun and wind power producers of many kinds, we'll hear about that during the interview, to buy clean solar and wind and other forms of clean energy. And those customers are going to be paying less than they paid for electricity than before to PG&E, and there are many other benefits. Congratulations, Jessica Tovar. Tell us how it all happened. There's been a great struggle over the last 10, 15 years.
Sure. So like you mentioned, I'm a community organizer with the local Clean Energy Alliance, and that's very important because to really galvanize community, you need people who are really focused in making connections with the various community people, stakeholders, and really educating them and involving them in deciding what those solutions can be in their community through a program like this. So we really see Community Choice Energy as an opportunity to get community benefits and really address solutions around energy in our community through Community Choice Energy. So that's pretty much been the role of my job at the local Clean Energy Alliance, is really making connections with environmental justice, climate justice community, the social justice community, the workforce development groups in the community, housing groups, and of course, the unions. In the community.
And individuals, right? In churches and schools.
All kinds of people.
You're out there. Tell us about Community Choice Energy. That was a California program that was enacted when? In something like 2004?
2002, Assembly Bill 117. And that was a long time ago that policy was enacted. And I believe the first Community Choice Energy program took off in 2010. So there was a lot of time in between when that was passed. Yeah.
Was that in Marin County or was that Lancaster? There were a number
of... Yeah, it was the Marin County program, exactly.
Uh-huh. And now there's a bunch of them. In fact, almost all counties, than the big ones in California, except for L.A. County, which has a public utility already.
There is a part of Los Angeles County that is actually working on community choice, and they're the ones that are not included in that.
All the big cities of California are now working on community choice aggregation, which is really taking over the electricity supply network. Tell us about Alameda and the struggle that you've been in to get the County Board of Supervisors to get engaged in the community energy program.
So our initial struggle was actually finding an entity, a city, to take on Community Choice Energy, and there were some attempts to getting the East Bay MUD to take it on, City of Oakland. And finally, it was Alameda County Board of Supervisors that said they were going to consider Community Choice Energy program and would do a feasibility study. That's pretty much when I came on working with the local Clean Energy Alliance to really bring together a county-wide alliance of different stakeholders and people interested in Community Choice Energy to really advocate the county to really make this commitment to starting a program, but really focusing on getting a commitment that over time they would commit to actually building local clean energy infrastructure, as well as having a governance piece within the program where community can engage and exercise their energy democracy.
And when you say you're building out the program in the county, tell us what you mean by that. The Clean Energy Agency in Alameda County could just buy power from producers in New York State or South Dakota or from huge wind or sun plantations in Arizona or New Mexico.
Right.
That's one way of doing it, and they probably could also make that energy cheaper because they're buying renewable energy is just getting so much cheaper than any kind of fossil fuels or nuclear or any of the other alternatives. They could still be cheaper, but in Alameda County, you've been organizing in particular, right, for local build-out. Tell us what that is.
Sure. We see community choice energy as an opportunity to really transform our communities. We're very critical of the fact that the programs actually start off solely, sometimes even about just buying and selling energy. And what we actually want to see is that over time, this program will invest the money it makes into actual local clean energy projects, wind, solar projects that could be owned and run by the community, within the community, so that we can see and actually have jobs created in that sector for the community, because we can get so much more benefits through a community choice energy program that actually invests locally in that local build-out versus just buying and selling energy off the market, because that energy comes from far away and it's money that goes out of the community. And if you actually build local wind, local solar, then you have your money generating in the community and being invested in the community. And overall, that is a huge benefit to the community.
Yeah. That's one of your major selling points.
Sure.
There are a bunch of other selling points, I think, that we've talked about this earlier, and I would like to make that point, particularly because in Oregon, we have nothing like community choice aggregation. There's a few small projects. We don't even have net metering. The big utilities basically dominate the legislatures and the city councils. They're powerful in the state, and they're basically uncontrolled and dominant in energy supply and distribution. In California, it's a completely different story. And Oregon, of course, is supposedly clean and green. This is KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM. Bill Resnick for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm talking to Jessica Tovar, who is a organizer for the Local Clean Energy Alliance of California, who helps groups in every county, and almost every county now is doing it, is to basically take over the energy supply and not just contract with big sun solar plantations and big wind turbine farms around the country and in California. In Alameda County, they're building out in Alameda County and creating Alameda County jobs. But there's a lot of other benefits. Let's talk about them. First, you talk about it being cheaper. Part of that, I think, is because you're just using the existing grid. Is that right? PG&E will still be running the grid, but they're going to have to invest to smarten up the grid. But that's so much cheaper than PG&E building a huge, highly secure, environmental-destroying grid, because it's wires, and they have to make sure those wires are safe, and they have to make sure that's redundant and reliable. It's tremendously expensive. It's like building superhighways. But in Alameda County, you don't have any of those costs.
Well, one thing to make note of is that all community choice programs, when they start off, they are buying energy off of the market, so it is energy from far away,
mm-hmm.
Which is why we really pushed the county supervisors to commit to doing a local clean energy build-out development over time, so the building of solar and wind projects within the community. Community choice energy does offer affordable rates in comparison to PG&E or whatever the investor-owned utility is. But if we're actually having local wind and solar, we're actually, because when you think about, there's a lot of cost, right, in the transmission of energy that comes from far away or out in the desert, for example. And if we're actually producing locally and using locally, then we're omitting some of that transmission. So we do see that also as a benefit of having local clean energy. A lot of other benefits you would get, you know, are obviously boosting the local economy, and actually seeing your money circulate locally is really important. One of the things that we address is that when you pay that investor-owned utility or PG&E, that money's gone. That money goes into shareholders. But Community Choice Energy is a non-for-profit local agency, and so you can actually begin to invest the money that you start making into local projects. And so that's one of the things that we are really pushing for. And we did get a commitment from the county to do a local development business plan, and that business plan is really checking in with all the different stakeholders in the community of what kind of benefits they would like to see locally. And just to be clear, this East Bay Community Energy Program is the first of its kind that has committed to local clean energy build-out and committed to having community in its governance structure. So those things were really key, and that's really what we've been working to organize for. And so it's really important that we have a community choice energy that creates solutions in the community and addresses everyone's need, and not just buy and sell energy off the market. And it's not just about the different cities reducing their greenhouse gases, but how this could actually benefit everybody, because we do see that as a huge benefit, right? By curbing climate change is important, but in order to actually really address all communities and all the various stakeholders, we have to look at this more holistically and how it benefits everyone.
Let's just talk about the build out locally. Alameda County will soon, you're pushing for it. It's a lot of it is still to be implemented, but it certainly is going to be in the next year. Everybody's committed. But there's going to be a net metering program of some kind. That is, if and small businesses want to put up on their roofs or small parking lots or in garages, put up solar panels or maybe very small, fairly silent wind turbines, people will in fact be reimbursed for the excess electricity that they feed into the system. And that's really important, because what you're going to see is springing up of solar panels and solar installations. When you're putting up solar panels, you're saying, I want to be part of the solution to climate change as well as community development. It seems to me quite wonderful what you're doing.
Yeah, we're definitely in a phase, because we're shooting for a spring and summer launch in 2018. So we're definitely in a phase where we get to define the details of the various benefits within the program. And so one of them is, as you say, net metering, or I would say the benefits to people who install rooftop solar, be it a home or a business, and what kind of benefits, credits, or actual money they can make from putting solar on the roofs and generating and reselling that excess solar into the community. So that's just one of various benefits that we've identified. We've also talked about how to create like a fund, for example, for low-income people who might be behind on paying their bill, and actually create a fund to ensure that the lights don't go out because they're behind on their bill, for example. So really thinking about, well, how can we uplift the various people in our community, because the East Bay is very, very diverse, right? You do have more affluent communities and people in Berkeley, for example, but you also have a lot of low-income people in Oakland and other parts of the East Bay. So we're really trying to think about, well, what are other benefits besides incentivizing rooftop solar? What are the other things that we can do for renters, for example? Can we do more shared solar projects, for example, where a whole community invests into this shared solar project and they reap the benefit of getting solar energy, but it's not necessarily on their roof because either they can't afford to put it on their roof or they don't own their roof, right? So we're trying to think about the various ways this program can incentivize all people. So that's really what we've been bringing a lot of stakeholders together to talk about and think through about, well, what can we do to make sure everybody can benefit from clean energy?